There are things in this world that science cannot explain. My name is Dr. Delbert East, and there are a few people on this planet who could tell you more about just how accurate that statement is. Until recently, I was the acting caretaker of a secret repository of items both astonishingly supernatural and exceedingly dangerous. Following a betrayal by someone I trusted and an incursion by a dangerous cult, the repository has been sealed until further notice. In the meantime, I have been tasked by the head of the Lazarus Foundation to travel across the country in search of the answer to a decades-old question. While the road ahead of me is long and unknown, somehow I know that one day it will lead me back to where the story all began. Back to the Scarab Archives.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Scarab Archives is proud to present our third annual holiday special. Written and directed by Thomas Crane, and featuring an ensemble of our incredible cast from this past season, we invite you to enjoy the epilogue of Season 3. A Christmas Carol.
Personal log of Dr. Delbert East, representative of the Lazarus Foundation and caretaker of the former Scarab Archives. I've decided to keep this record using my spare digital recorder in case I need to re-examine these events at some later date. For the record, the date is December 24th, and the current time is almost 11 p.m. It's strange. I'm recording this while lying on the couch in my parents' living room, and I have no idea how I came to be here in the first place. I should probably explain for the benefit of anyone unfamiliar with my current assignment. That way they won't be totally lost. Following the invasion and relocation of the Scarab Archives, I was assigned by Vladimir Lazarus, head of the eponymous Foundation, to travel across the country to New Orleans to ascertain the location of Lazarus Toys, an abandoned and now lost toy shop once owned and operated by Mr. Lazarus' younger brother, Emil. Emil and the shop seemed to pop up in several of our cases in the archives, so it seemed as good as an assignment as any to continue my own research into the Foundation itself. Accompanied by one Gilbert Riles, my assistant and my friend, I set out and was almost immediately sidelined by some extra-normal force that transported me to Florida, of all places. So began my extended road trip, inevitably dealing with all manner of supernatural phenomena along the way. I encountered a beach town cult trying to sell the populace on the idea of interbreeding with an ancient race of fish frogs. I witnessed a psychic mass murder committed by an eyeless doppelganger of myself. I saved a little boy and his mother from an 8-foot-tall owl person. And that was all before I traded my immortal soul to get myself and some new friends out of a never-ending loop of death and resurrection. After we narrowly escaped from a haunted theme park with our lives, the trail towards Lazarus Toys had gone cold. I pulled over so Cal, the young runaway who joined up with us in New Orleans, so Cal could use the restroom. More than that, I really needed to collect my thoughts. One reality-shifting conversation with the charming East with no eyes, and now here I am. It's been months. He not only moved me across the country, but
but he also moved me across time. The novelty of such travel has long since worn off, believe me. It was spring when we watched Golden Dream's theme park collapse. Now it's months later. Tomorrow's Christmas, for God's sake. Gilbert. Cal. I have no idea where they are. I hope they're all right. Wherever they are. Of course, I've tried calling them, but this blizzard that set in right after I arrived is killing my signal. I have my car, but I don't dare try driving. It's whiteout conditions. Thank God my old man still puts his spare key in the same place on the porch. Otherwise, I would have either frozen to death or would have had to break one of Mom's windows. I think I'd rather freeze, given the choice between the two. As for the parents, it looks like they took a cruise for Christmas. Good for them. I'll make sure to leave a note that I was here once the storm lets up. At first light, I'm hitting the road. I've got to find Gilbert. I've got to find Gilbert and Cal, and then I'll... Damn wind. Almost sounded like... I've been at this too long to play this little game. Get out of here, ghost. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, I was looking forward to being a little spooky.
Max? Max Freeman?
In the flesh. Or lack thereof. It's good to see you, East.
Man, you too? I guess? What the hell are you doing here? And why are you all see-through? Oh my God, you're a ghost.
Perceptive as always. It's one of your most charming traits.
But if you're a ghost, then that means... Oh, that backstabbing prick! He promised me that you'd be okay. Aw, Max, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, man.
Sorry for what? For freeing me from a death loop? At least this one stuck.
You're taking this very well.
And why wouldn't I? East, listen, I just died, like, barely a month ago. I had a good solid few months after you guys left. I lived it up like never before. Ate great food, became a fixture at the casinos. I even hit the club once or twice. I made the Crescent City my lady, believe me. But hey... I guess all those resurrections really weigh on a guy's ticker. It was peaceful. Just went to sleep and there I was, across the barrier. Way better than burning to death in the back of a cab, let me tell you.
Well, I guess if you're not upset...
Nah, can't sweat the small stuff. I see that now. I want to thank you, Mr.
You already thanked me for getting you out of the loop, Max.
Nah. I mean, thank you for giving me that push. You only get one life, right? Gotta make the most of it. And I did. And I'm sorry I helped lead you into a trap.
Hey, you couldn't have known the park was alive and eating people. It's fine. We made it out okay. Now, besides... Wait. How did you know about that?
Well, Cal and Gilbert told me, of course.
You saw them? They're okay?
Of course, they're okay. They've spent the last few months looking for you. They stopped in New Orleans a couple times driving down to Florida.
Retracing our path. Clever, Gilbert. Very clever. Do you know where they are now?
No. I'm afraid my knowledge on this side is limited. I had to pull some strings to get here tonight, but I knew I had to.
Why? I appreciate the thought, but I've spent Christmases alone before, Max.
Well, you certainly won't be alone on this one. Dr. East, tonight you will be haunted by three spirits.
Oh. Oh, we're doing this. This is the thing.
Yeah.
And I don't suppose you count as one of these hauntings?
No. You see, East, something has been here waiting for you. Something very old. It was sent here specifically by the one who sent you.
A Christmas present from the other me. Great.
This thing has a very limited time in which it can take you. It's kind of a game, I guess. It has until the last stroke of midnight tonight, the onset of Christmas, to destroy you. If you survive, it has to grant you a wish.
And just how is it supposed to destroy me?
The spirits. It gets three chances to attack you with different torments, using the faces it finds in your mind. If you stay strong, if you stay true, then you win. If you break, then it,
It what?
It eats you.
Lovely.
That's the sign. It's ready to begin.
I don't suppose you can hang out? Offer moral support?
I wish I could, but I have to go back. Nora's waiting. But you've got this, East. I know it.
Thanks, Max. Will I see you again?
One day for sure. Good luck, Dr. East.
Thanks, Mr. Freeman. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See you on the other side.
Yeah, hopefully not for a while. Okay, whatever you are, let's get this show on the road. Lord knows I could really use a wish right now.
A shame you won't get one.
Ah! God, you all have to do that! Wait, you're... I know you. You're... Eugenia. Eugenia Marsh.
I'm flattered you remember me, Dr. East. Our time together was so very brief, after all.
Not brief enough.
You're staring. It's rude.
Well, it's hard not to. You look terrible.
Well, being dragged to depths of the ocean will do that to you. You should see my brother. Or rather, what's left of him. My masters were less than thrilled that it was partially his actions that undid all of our work in Seaside.
Partially his actions?
Oh, the Deep Ones are well aware of your part in their downfall. I'd stay away from beaches from now on if I were you.
Ah, joke's on them. I hate the beach anyway. So, Sea Hag, I take it you're the first of my ghostly visitors this evening?
Indeed.
Then whatever this thing haunting me is, it's gonna have to dig a little deeper. You and I knew each other for less than an hour.
Yes, less than an hour. But that was still plenty of time for you to undo years of work and preparation. Plenty of time for you to doom Seaside.
Doom Seaside? Sister, let me refresh your memory. I saved Seaside.
Oh, yes, because the angry and immortal fish frogs would just give up and go away, right? Just carry on and let bygones be bygones.
I would have... Someone would have reported something.
They're clever, my masters. A drowning here, a capsized boat there. But in time, Seaside will be as abandoned and dead as Old Innsmouth. How proud you must be.
That's... No. No, there's some way around that. There has to be. I'll reach out to the Foundation. We'll...
But what is it you told me, Dr. East? I believe you said something along the lines of, we don't make deals with monsters.
Who in the hell are you?
We never had the chance to exchange pleasantries. My avian form had many benefits, but was not much of a conversationalist.
Avian form? You're the Stakinny?
I was, until you interfered and burned me alive.
Interfered? Lady, you were planning on eating a toddler! What kind of man would I be if I just let that slide?
You never cared before, East. Not very long ago, you would have left Seaside to its fate.
And left Trek Marshall to his destiny? So, what changed?
I guess I did. After Isabella...
Oh, please, East. You barely knew the girl.
Barely more than you knew the fair Miss Marshall.
And it's not like you pulled the trigger yourself. You use her as the justification for your supposed change of heart when it should be the opposite.
Indeed. If anything, Miss Fallow's death should have been the warning you heeded.
What?
Well, think about it. Hadley Clark killed her because you gave her the ring.
And?
It was your kindness that killed her, Dr. East. If you had maintained your distance, kept to yourself...
Then she'd still be alive.
Yes.
I killed her. Just like I've killed the people of Seaside.
Yes, all dead, all because of you.
And that's not even mentioning your pretty little friend from Florida.
Isabel, but...
She has the spark of destiny in her, Scholar. Her bloodline is greater than you know, and far more dangerous. She doesn't know it, but by taking the boy, I was saving her from years of strife and misery. But now... The child lives, the blood flows through him, and now both mother and child will suffer.
No, you weren't going to twist this. You were going to eat that child. You cannot convince me that they would have been better off.
It would have been quick. The child would not have suffered, and the mother, she would have grieved and moved on. You traded a few years of sadness for a lifetime of tragedy. Still proud of your heroism?
I was just trying to help.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Did you really think that your story would end any other way?
Stuart, but you're not even dead.
Oh, just stop, you irritating little worm. Stop trying to fight the inevitable. You know how this ends.
I still have work to do. The Order!
Oh, you've done a bang-up job with the Order, haven't you? Let them walk right in and take from the archives like they were a candy store.
Let them... Hadley was one of yours! You foisted her on me!
And I knew what you should have known. Trust no one, East. You used to think like that. It was your one redeemable quality. But ever since you forgot that golden rule, all you've done is ruin this and that. You're every bit the failure I knew you would be at that first meeting.
I'm not a failure.
Really? Then where is Lazarus' toys?
I just have to find the trail.
What are the Order? How are you planning on stopping them?
I'll figure something out. I have to figure something out.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I will find Lazarus' toys. I will stop the Order from allowing the Endless to cross over, and you'll die here, Dr. East, alone, unloved, and forgotten. A footnote in the Foundation, and less than that in the story of humanity. You once called yourself a speck, and how very appropriate that is.
You are a speck, East.
Less than that.
You are a mistake.
I'm not.
What?
I'm not a mistake. I'm a mistake as much as your actual spirits.
Oh, are you going to try that old gag, that we aren't real?
Oh no. No, you're real. You're all too real. You're the voices in the back of my mind. You're the doubt whispering in my ear, making me question if I'm doing the right thing. But I have to believe that I am. I have to believe that I'm doing the right thing.
Oh, nonsense. You're many things, Delbert East. But you're no hero.
I know that. But that's not really for me or you to decide. You can sit here and tell me that I did the wrong thing by helping, and... But it's not your opinion that matters. It's not your voice that I need to hear.
You picked me up on the side of the road. You offered me help, and when I got dragged into your crazy world, you didn't leave me hanging.
Hey, Cal.
What's up, Doc?
What are you doing?
You're my voices of doubt. So why shouldn't your opposites get a say? See, this is what happens when you don't clearly establish the rules of your little game.
You did not have to, but you helped me to have a voice for the first time in years. You saved me from a silent hell, Dr. East.
You came back for us. You didn't have to, but you did. You had every chance to turn and leave, but you stayed. And after, you helped us to get out.
You saved me from Scary Bird Lake.
I do it again, kid.
Stop this.
See, this is what your master just couldn't get. He and I aren't different because of our actions. We're different because of how others see us. My choices may hurt, but they can help too. I can go back to Seaside, and I can try and fix things there. I can stand with Isabel and Track, and I can help them with whatever comes their way. I will find Lazarus Toys. I will stop the Order.
You are no hero, East.
You know who I am? I'm Dr. Delbert East. I'm the Scholar. And your time's up. There. They're gone.
Of course they are. You did it.
I knew you could.
Good job.
You exceeded expectations.
Not gonna lie, though.
I was kinda hoping I'd get to eat you.
Belle, that's, oh. Oh, you guys are...
The Spirit. Yes.
You won the game.
Fair's fair.
Name your prize.
Huh. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I thought you'd take losing harder.
When you get to be my age, Scholar, you know how to be a good loser.
Besides, it's Christmas.
And that no IDU is kind of a prick anyway.
So, what do you want?
You won't blame me if I'm being careful with this. I know how you wish-granting types can be.
Your skepticism is understood.
If I could make a suggestion.
Sure. Or you could just play it straight.
I said I was a good loser, Scholar.
But do not push it.
I would advise you to be very... general.
General, huh? Okay. I guess I just like you to send me where I need to go.
Good way.
Hang tight.
And be careful.
Merry Christmas, Dr. East.
What? I am never gonna get used to that. Oh, okay. I am outside. Again. But it's not cold. It's not... I'm not in Ohio. Where's my... Oh, damn it all. I left my car in Ohio. Oh, be general. Definitely should have been more specific about that. Where the hell am I?
What's all this racket? Sir, this site is closed for investigation under the authority of... My God, is that you, East?
Stuart? Are you... You?
What a ridiculous question.
Yep, it's you. Merry Christmas, Stuart.
Christmas? East, it's March.
March?
You've been missing for months. Where the devil have you been?
Never mind that. Where the hell am I now?
East, perhaps you should come back to base camp and lie down.
Base camp? Steward, where the hell am I? What the hell is going on?
You're at our research site. The camp is just through here. We set up down the trail, in the woods.
In the... What's that sign say? Oak Tree Nature Trail. Fort Walton Beach, Florida? I'm back in Florida? But I told that thing to send me where I needed to go. Why did it send me here? Why didn't it send me to Lazarus Toys? Why?
East? Oh, he's fainted. Wonderful. Someone get me some help. How did you get here, East? And why? Why are you here when I'm on the cusp of my greatest discovery? Is that a recorder? Maybe the answers I need are on here. May as well shut it off for now. Yes, good. Get him to the medical tent, quickly, before night falls. I want him examined before the Whispering Woods wake up.